Riley, welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Stand up for your country. So tomorrow, big night, we will be live approximately 10:30 Eastern time right after the debate. Same thing we did after the first debate. But from 9 to 10:30, I'll be tweeting at Bill O'Reilly, if you want to get on the band, at Bill O'Reilly, throughout the debate. And that's a lot of fun. And then we'll have 30 to 40 minutes of analysis afterward live. It should be very interesting, very important night for Donald Trump. Very important. And Ms. Trump got some good news today. And so did people who support his reelection. New Rasmussen poll out. Okay? 2,500 likely voters, big sample. Democrat 37, Republican 33, Independent 30. That's within reason. All right. Who are you going to vote for? Says Rasmussen. 49% Biden, 46% Donald Trump. Remember, Rasmussen was correct last time around. Now, 2 weeks ago, Biden had a 12-point lead in this poll. Down to three. And that's within the margin of error. All right. A week ago, Biden was ahead by 8. Now, I told you yesterday that Trump was closing, and I'll explain why in a moment. Despite the fact that the media is upping its vitriol against the president, there's no doubt about that. And we got Bernie Goldberg to discuss the future of the American media because of all of this stuff. Anyway, Biden's first time in a month that his support has fallen below 50%. And then the favorable, unfavorable, according to Rasmussen, it's about 1 point unfavorable to favorable. So this poll is very good news for Donald Trump, you know, if it's correct. The Monmouth poll might be correct. I doubt it. The CNN poll might be correct. I hope not. We don't like them. They're not honest people over there. But Donald Trump's making progress. Let me back it up again. The Trafalgar poll, that was the other poll that was correct last time. There were three people correct. Rasmussen poll, Trafalgar poll, and me, your humble correspondent, 4 days out. Okay, so the Trafalgar poll says that in the swing states, Donald Trump is closing, all right? If you want to see the numbers, you can go there, trafalgarpoll.com. But here's what the chief pollster for the crew said last night. Go.
What we've noticed is that these polls are predominantly missing the, you know, the hidden Trump vote, that what referred to as the shy Trump voter. There is a clear feeling among conservatives and people that are for the president that they're not interested in sharing their opinions so readily on the telephone. We've seen people be beat up, harassed, doxxed, have their houses torn up because they express political opinions that are not in line with you know, the politically correct establishment.
I don't know whether that's true or not, but certainly conservatives believe that there will be the silent majority vote that will put Donald Trump over the top. Now, the website 538, wrong last time, gives Joe Biden an 88% chance of winning on November 3rd. All right? Last time, the website 538 gave Hillary Clinton an 87% chance of winning. So we like to put everything into perspective here. Now, why is this happening? I think it's because Joe Biden is hiding. He's hiding in his house. And even people who like him know he's hiding. Kamala Harris isn't answering any questions either. An ABC News correspondent criticized her. I'll get to that in a moment. So neither of them are answering questions to the press. And Biden's not really campaigning. This comes across to some who are not committed Biden people as arrogant. He thinks he has it locked up. We told you yesterday that is the prevailing wisdom inside the Democratic Party. They have it. But 4 years ago, the Hillary Clinton people. If you read my book, The United States of Trump, I have a great chapter on all the preparations that Hillary Clinton did the night of the election. The gowns she had, the rental space, the fireworks, they all had it because they had no doubt. So this time around, it looks like a mirror, but I'm not making a prediction. I will not until Halloween. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Okay, so a Gallup poll, they don't give out their methodology. They should. Asked, would you like to see Amy Coney Barrett on a Supreme Court? 51% say yes, 46% say no. She will be confirmed on Monday. We'll have Brett Tomlin on, you know, we'll be on that story. The New York Times, you know, look, I'm getting bored with beating them up. They have a poll, 36 Democrat, 30 Republican, 30 independent, other, whatever that means. And they come to the conclusion that Americans don't want Judge Barrett on the court. What a shock, right? Okay, fine. Monday, the Senate vote, and I think probably Susan Collins, the senator from Maine, who I admire because of Brett Kavanaugh, but who will lose her seat. She'll probably vote against Judge Barrett, I'm sorry to say. And I don't know about this Murkowski in Alaska. She's not really a Republican. I think she'll probably vote for her, though. She's got no reason to vote against her. If the Democrats win the Senate and Biden wins the election, that's when you're going to need me the most. Because I'm going to have to negotiate this almost week by week and tell you what to do. Because it's going to be nasty. So those of you, if you can get voters out, Democrats can't win the Senate. Law enforcement, Seattle police officers quitting in record numbers. Of course they're going to quit. Who would work there? All right. And they say, they admit it. They go, we don't want to work for these people. They're a bunch of socialist Marxists running Seattle. They hate the police. Why would I want to work for somebody who hates me? Okay. In Minneapolis, you have the same thing. Socialist Marxists running the city council. 8 Minneapolis residents are suing the city for lack of police protection. Okay? So you want this? This is what you want? Defund the police. Joe Biden, I'm not going to defund the police. I'll redirect the funds. Okay. Okay. Now, I'm only doing this story because I'm Irish and I love Ireland. But there is a bigger point that pertains to us here in America. So Ireland has 5 million people in the Republic, all right? Northern Ireland's still a part of the UK. So 5 million people in the Republic of Ireland. From the very beginning, they were very stringent about COVID. I had to cancel a trip last June there, couldn't get in. Closed down everything, the pubs, the hotels, everybody wore a mask. With 5 million people, you could reach everybody very quickly, all right? They did everything. They listened to the science. They distanced. They did everything. Well, now they got a terrible problem. 10% of the population has COVID. 10%. All right, almost 2,000 deaths. Salt is shutting everything down. Everything's down. Again. And 150,000 Irish are going to lose jobs in this thing. Now, the only reason I'm telling you this is, number one, I feel very sorry for my peers in Ireland. All right? It's a beautiful country, and the people are great. And it's devastated, this COVID. They did everything they could possibly do to stop it. Everything. And they couldn't stop it. So all Donald Trump has to say to Leslie Stahl or to the debate moderator tomorrow night is, I did everything I could. Roll the spot, and we'll be right back. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Okay. I do a thing for premium and concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com called Bill Recommends. I really have an important one tonight, and I hope you read it. All right? Secondly, we are basically in business to help you. All right? This is different than when I did the Fox News channel. I mean, this website is there to help you, to answer your questions, to give you the truth about important matters so you can protect yourself and your family. That's why we are in business. I can't be any more honest than I am. And I know that sounds like braggadocio, but it's the truth. All right? So tomorrow, during the very important debate that Donald Trump needs to win, I will be tweeting throughout the 90 minutes at Bill O'Reilly, at Bill O'Reilly. If you want to write to me, it's bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. Everybody can participate in either of those. You don't have to be a premium or concierge member. Then afterward, 10:30 Eastern time approximately, all right, I'm going to run right up the stairs to our studio here, and I'm going to give you my take on the debate. And I hope you spread the word. I hope you watch. And then that's just for premium members and the first watchers, okay? So we're on a lot of bands now with the first TV, excellent operation. You guys will get all that. And then everybody will get it over the weekend. We'll open it up so everybody in the country can see it and all over the world. Because this will be the most honest assessment of the debate. See you tomorrow.